Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Monday, the 25th of January, 2021. This is a continuation of the emergency meeting for the town of Kiri Beach. May I please have a motion to proceed?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been quite a while since we talked about COVID. Last time we talked about COVID was on 12/14. On 12/14, Kiri Beach had a total of 34 cases from inception to 12/14. We now have 59. So we, like everybody else, shared in the increased number of cases over the last 5 weeks. Our friends at Carolina Beach were at 193. They're now at 338. 28412 across the bridge was at 1245. They're now at 2125. So we, as a area, have gone up significantly. We, as a county, have gone from yellow to orange to red. New Hanover County deaths are at 110 with 12,870 cases. That is up from 8,200 cases on the 14th of December. The deaths on the 14th of December were 68 and we're now at 110. For North Carolina, the hospitalization has gone from 2553 to 3287. The number of cases has gone from 441,000 to 723,500. The number of new cases is 4,633. The deaths were 5,855. We are now at 8,720 as a state. One piece of good news is our daily positive was 11.6%. From testing in middle of December, we have decreased that to 10.2%. So that's greater than a 1% reduction. For your awareness, I would tell you that the most significant age group at 38.2% of all cases is 25 to 49-year-olds. And those are the facts as presented on the websites. Do you have anything to add,
well,
Mr. Hagler?
New Hanover Regional Medical Center is averaging about 63 patients hospitalized. This is from Friday, so they update their statistics every Friday. The average daily number of patients hospitalized is 63. So if you think how big that is, that's where the hospital is in the issue. On the vaccine front, through New Hanover Regional Medical Center, with the vaccination sites, they've given 15,706 doses as of last Friday. So for our citizens, I just encourage you to sign up, not only to our text message and email alerts, but on New Hanover County Emergency Management, they have one as well. That's where they're sending out vaccine stuff. As soon as we see it, we send it out as well. So the staff is sending out through Kiri Beach's alerts, but you might be a little faster. And then it's really a race to the phones to get your appointments. So right now they're 65 and older. When they know they have vaccines coming up, they release that. And then basically it's first call, first appointment.
And online.
And online, thank you, Mandy. So online as well. And that you can find that through New Hanover County's link or
it's in the link that
we have been sending out, so you can find that. So you can be ready when you hear there's open vaccines to register. Also I went to the doctor today and I saw that they're doing some through United Health, but I'm not sure exactly how you register for them as well. You probably have to be in that system, I guess, but they had vaccination tables set up. They didn't have any vaccines when I went today, but they did have vaccination tables set up, so please. And then for those people on the fence about getting vaccines or not, I just encourage you to do that. Look at, you know, go out for yourself and find the facts. Don't listen to the media or Facebook, but actually go out and research it yourself. The information is out there on the internet. And I encourage you to strongly consider vaccinating both for yourself, your family, and for the community. That's all I have, sir.
We've had several council members that have had the shot, correct? Mm-hmm. Please introduce yourself and describe your experience for the class.
Well, I would tell you that the good news is I have had my shot. The bad news is it's because I'm over 65. So, but the point being, little bit of a sore arm, just like any type of flu vaccine shot, and no other reaction. But don't base things on your own, on what people tell you. Like Mayor Pro Tem Hegler says, go investigate and understand that it is not a live virus that they're injecting into you. So I know that the people on the council who are eligible for vaccine have fought their way through to get themselves an appointment online and have taken their shot. So I would encourage you to investigate it. Be as diligent as you can.
Mayor, I got my shot, and Robbie got her shot. She had to wait a little while because she was a lot younger than me. For those on the line, I got mine prior to the mayor's because I'm a lot older than he is. Robbie had some concern, but did the research, and she has a number of allergies, and some of those are to certain medicines. There are two different types of vaccinations being given. You can find out the total list of ingredients for each of those vaccinations. Robbie called and talked to some medical professionals regarding her allergy situation. Felt that it was not a big deal. She had the shot. It was not a big deal. Just the prick in the arm is all that she sustained. No side effects at all. Not even a sore arm.
Yep, and the same as a first responder, I was slotted in with the fire department, and I and all the members that I know that got a shot, there were no reactions from. How many? Ed, 12?
15.
15 fire department members that got vaccinated. I'm not sure if any of them got one. A few have got their second shots. I get mine this week on Thursday, but it was like many other shots. Unfortunately, I probably have the most shots of anyone on council being in the Navy for so long, but it was a less reaction than some of the other shots the Navy's gave me. So that's kind of my feedback on it.
I believe our police force has also had the opportunity to be vaccinated.
No.
Has our police force had the opportunity as first responders to be vaccinated?
Yeah.
Not yet?
No. Where possible, but
all right. Okay. There really are no additional instructions, but we can open the phones for 5 minutes if there are any particular questions from those who may be listening. Sorry?
Star 6
to unmute. Yeah, star 6 if you'd like to ask a question.
Thank you. How many are on, Mandy?
10.
Okay. Well, it doesn't appear that there is any particular question. This has been around for a while now. Everybody's heard the news. How about what do we want to extend to? Our next council meeting, or unless something comes up?
That's what I would recommend.
Yeah.
Do we know when the next council? We can just make it to the next council meeting because we change the time. I make a motion we continue this meeting to 30 minutes before the next regularly scheduled.
The next council meeting is the 15th, right?
Let's remove it.
Okay,
have a motion. Do I have a second? Somebody second?
John did.
John did. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. This portion of the meeting is adjourned.